The Baker Hunt Art and Cultural Center is a cultural icon in Covington, Kentucky, located in the 600 block of Greenup Street. The center has been a vocal point for the arts in the community for a number of years. Here with us to discuss the history of the Baker Hunt Center and some of its activities is Executive Director Ray Kingsbury. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
Well, tell us about the history of this busy place.
Baker Hunt is a place that was created by Margaretta Baker Hunt back in 1922, so that makes it our 90th anniversary. And Margaretta left both her family fortune and the buildings, which encompass about 3.5 acres, for the furtherance of art education.
And what are the buildings that you refer to on the campus?
One of the buildings is actually Margaretta's home. It's a large mansion. Another building on the property is the mansion of Kate Scudder, who was actually Margaretta's niece. The third building is an auditorium which served as Margaretta's personal natural history museum, where she had artifacts that she allowed school groups and scout groups and church groups to come in and study. And then we, in fact, built an art studio back in the 70s.
And Kate Scudder, you mentioned, how is she related to Margaretta?
Kate was Margaretta's niece and also very much an activist, a feminist and an activist. It was interesting because the trust was left in 1922 and suffrage was actually 1920. So they were a very progressive family. And Kate was actually instrumental in the creation of the Carnegie Library over in Covington and also the acquisition and development of DeVue Park.
So they were a very wealthy family.
Wealthy family. They came from Pittsburgh, and they were in the whale oil and candle wax business.
And that was back in the 1800s?
Yes, back in the 1800s. And as things progressed, they went into gas lighting fixtures. And that's really where their fortune took off.
There was a perpetual trust set up to take care of activities at these places?
Actually, they did leave the funds, the balance of their estate, to the foundation, and that helps, in fact, to underwrite the cost of the art classes for both youth and adults. All the classes up until the year 2000 were free. Of course, the economy helped to change that dramatically with the stock market and so forth.
And Margaretta was interested in the psychic world?
The trust reads to the benefit of art education and psychic research. And in fact, Margaretta had a number of losses in her life, and she was interested in staying in touch with her deceased relatives.
So there are currently spiritual classes offered?
At times, we do have some lectures that are called the Ghosts of Baker Hunt.
So let's talk about your winter schedule of classes. You have fall, winter, spring, and summer?
We have fall, winter, and summer. We're just coming up on our winter session, which will start the week of January 21st. We'll offer about 60 different courses for both youth and adults, youth as young as 4, and adults going up to the age of 84.
And when does the winter schedule start?
That starts on the week of January 21st. We recommend that people get their registration in early. The registration is available on our website. And also, those winter schedules should probably be out, I would say, in the next 2 weeks.
And what are some of the classes that you have?
We do the traditional drawing and painting and pottery. For youth, we have things like cooking. We have things like recycled art. We have a class called the Little Rembrandts, Picasso's Loft. So there's a variety of things that people can engage in.
And you also have dancing and yoga?
We do have dancing and yoga and tai chi and a variety of workshops. If you're not interested, the youth classes are 10 weeks. Adult classes are 12 weeks.
Is there a difference between the workshops and the classes?
The workshops are abbreviated, and typically they are 1 and 2 days. For example, we have a printmaking class workshop coming up with a very fine printer and teacher, Ken Swinson, on November the 10th, and that'll be probably a 2 or 3 hour class.
Saturday is Kids Day?
Saturday is Kids Day. We'll have between 200 and 250 kids on campus each Saturday taking advantage of the classes. Obviously, school is out on Saturday, And parents have learned that we can be an enrichment to their youngsters' studies.
So do you have family events as well?
We do have a number of family events. For example, we just recently hosted Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, came and shared their Off the Hill productions with us, which is in fact free to the community. So it is really very much a family affair over at Baker Hunt.
And you also have art exhibitions. Didn't you just have one in October with Michael Wilson curated?
Michael Wilson curated the photographs of Gordon Bear. He was the guy who shot the Beatles and Martin Luther King and Larry Flint and you name it. And he's kind of a who's who.
What events do you have coming up in 2013?
Actually, we have a really special event called ArtSmart, and that is on January 12th. And that is a sampler, free sampler for the community on what Baker Hunt is all about. So we'll have abbreviated classes that people can kind of come through and sample. And that usually runs from the morning, usually about 10 or 11 o'clock through about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Again, I would recommend people go to our website to get the details on that.
My guest tonight has been the executive director of the Baker Hunt Art and Cultural Center, Ray Kingsbury. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Lee. I appreciate it.
You'll find a link to Baker Hunt at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.